had the broth in the fridge.
I was thinking about your stew all last night. Yeah. I was like, I wonder if you put it on right now.
No, I didn't because I the broth, I got to wait to the, yeah. Yeah.
Are you cooking here?
I'm trying.
Are you really?
Yeah, last night I had a bowl of meat.
What kind of meat? Sounds like a homeless guy.
I got a bowl of meat.
Uh-huh.
And bacon and eggs this morning.
All right.
Okay. Some spinach in there.
Look at you.
But the bowl of meat's good.
What
does that mean?
What are you, salt and pepper?
I mean, I take a ground beef.
Hamburger meat?
Yep. Then sprinkle some cheese on there, put it in a bowl, pour hot sauce on it.
Texas chopped cheese.
So good, dude.
That is good.
I don't care what anyone says.
No, that's great.
That's delicious.
It's my type of meal.
You do the whole thing, the whole pan?
I mean, you leave some in there for a little. And then you go, you know what? Who am I kidding? I'm going to finish that fucking pan right now.
I love pound of ground beef.
Yeah.
I love the fact that all these fitness guys are now coming around on hamburger meat.
Yeah.
They're like, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, fitness guys like me?
Yeah. I know. All those guys on the internet, they're like ground beef or grass-fed organic ground beef is great for you. Yeah. I knew that since the 80s.
I've been a big ground beef guy.
Paying off.
I'm telling everybody.
If that's what happens, I would lay off it.
Paying off big time.
I really did always wonder why it was so much cheaper than the other meat. I'm like, it's just, you're chewing it up anyway. Why does it matter if it's pre-ground?
Yeah, I don't know.
I was big on that forever. Yeah, I would get ground meat and be like, dude, nobody knows about this.
Grass-fed, grass-finished, baby. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
Grass-fed hamburger helper.
Oh, don't get me started. That was my move back in high school.
Yeah, me too.
Come home from wrestling practice. My mom has a fucking hamburger helper stroganoff sitting on the table. Big glass of milk. Go to town.
Yeah, I was a bagel bite guy. I would microwave like 24 bagel bites.
That's
the outer rim was psychotic. Just cold.
Yeah.
And I would eat all of them and I would dip them in SpaghettiOs every day after
school.
So, and watch Pokemon with my little brother.
I used to love SpaghettiOs and a peanut butter and jelly with it.
Yo.
And I would dip the peanut butter and jelly in the SpaghettiOs.
Yo. That's, how crazy. Did you
just a couple days ago.
Did you fuck with the meatball SpaghettiOs or how did you
I did. We fucked with them. Yeah, I liked it.
They were pretty big.
I didn't raw out of the can. It's very
I just
good.
Couldn't. When I was a they kid, I couldn't do the beefaroni. Something about it creeped me out. I didn't like either. The thickness of the nudies.
The nudies were a little slimy.
Yeah, they were too thick.
I agree.
It was too bucatini for me. I'm an angel hair man.
Dude.
When that angel hair hit the households, in dirtbag households in
that
the 90s,
big.
We thought we were fucking from Sicily. Thought we were the Medici or
it's
whatever.
It's angel hair. You're like, what
Medici
the fuck?
Family. Fucking SpaghettiOs.
I remember getting real mad at my mom. After like she busted out the angel hair once, then she'd go to the regular spaghetti. I'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's
why not? Did I do something wrong? Why aren't we getting
angel hair? Is angel hair more expensive somehow?
It might have been
it was
when
just
it hit the
it
scene.
Was, it, for some reason, it was fancier. So, I don't know why.
It's so much better.
So much better.
It's crazy.
You get
sexual
a good bite.
Angel hair was kind of sexual.
It was. Maybe that's
for some reason it was.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why the parents
it's for side
like,
chicks.
True.
Especially at your house. I bet the boys went.
Yeah, my mom
upstairs.
Would get the laundry basket that week and be like, get
yeah, that's the angel hair.
It was just like dumping rocks out of a dumpster.
That's poor the horniest brothers. Just not
one
stop.
Bedroom. Yeah, me
angel
and my brother in one bedroom.
Sexy. I like
angel
it.
Hair is
it is sexy, man.
Little olive oil and garlic.
Woo. You don't see it out of restaurants either. It's all this bucatini, all this shit. We don't, you know, we're trying to get
it. It's all fettuccine, which you brought it up. That's side piece shit. The fettuccine Alfredo. If you're at the dinner with a girl and she orders the blackened chicken pasta, she's a whore. She's a fucking whore.
This is based off one experience he's had. Yeah. When he was waiting tables, he's like, this dude rolled in. This girl was such a whore. Ordered chicken Alfredo. And then, like, that's what my mom eats. And now I can't look at her the same.
I will say,
chicken fettuccine Alfredo rules.
Yeah, I'm looking at my mom. I'm
it's
like,
slut
what the
food.
Fuck?
Fettuccine Alfredo is slut slop.
Yeah.
It's for sure.
What's some other slut slop?
I think any kind of like pesto they fuck with.
Nah, really? Oh,
No, it's definitely it's fettuccine or no, what's the other one? The cheese filled noodles.
Ravioli.
Oh, tortellini.
Tortellinis are for dumb bitches. Yeah.
Just get the ravioli, you skank.
Yeah, I take back pesto. Although that might be graduated. That might be elevated slut.
Elevated slut.
Yeah, once you
boss
get off.
Slut.
Yeah.
I think filet mignon's kind of got that rap too.
With sluts?
Some broad will think she knows what she's doing. She'll get apparently a filet mignon and get it like medium well. What'd you say?
I guess I'm a slut.
Oh, I'm always
chicken
filet.
Alfredo and filet mignon.
I'm always filet.
Guys can eat it. It's good for guys. You just eat your muscles and shit.
Guys, it's cool.
Okay.
It's for hot dudes only.
It's for hot dudes and giant sluts.
They'd get that like a cranberry juice. Be like, you fucking dirty bitch.
Ew. Ew. You're on your period eating fettuccine Alfredo.
Filet mignon and cranberry juice is kind of sick. He also, that also sounds like you're on a date with a 16-year-old. Yeah.
Can we get a lid on this, please?
Mac she's not and even at your table. It was like, you nasty little slut over there with your parents.
Mac and cheese and a Shirley Temple. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah.
Although, this is how dirt. This is how much of a dirtbag I am. I've never had the upgraded mac and cheese that touched the shit in the box. Yeah. Ever. Once in Philly, Cotton got a platter delivered.
He's got the inside connect.
Yeah, he's plugged in.
He's got Black Mac. That's Black Mac, dude.
Dude, Black Mac. Forget about it.
Yeah, Black Mac's different, dude.
I had a first class education in that shit because we did Cotton's bachelor party, and I like went out and bought all this stuff. We did like a little grill barbecue. I must have bought about $400 worth of store bought potato salad, and it was all his boys from the neighborhood, and nobody touched it. Dude, and after like an hour, salad. I pulled one of them aside and I was like, Juan, how come no one's eating the fucking potato salad? And he's like, black people don't fuck with store-bought potato salad.
Yeah, man. I swear to God, I think they put vibranium in their mac and cheese. Dude, I have to like take my wife aside. If we go somewhere, like my parents' house or something, it'll be like bleach blonde American cheese on noodles, and like I'll have to like take her outside to like be like, all right, dude, you can like scream out here. Dude, she gets fucked up. She's like, what is this?
And I'm
like,
punch a pillow.
It's American cheese and milk on noodles.
Store bought potato salad being like garlic to vampires to black people. Next time you go to an unruly neighborhood, have some and be like,
Were you Velveeta or Kraft growing up?
Kraft Velveeta hit Kraft's us number for one, a but minute. Velveeta's, yeah, Kraft was going on, and then I think Velveeta was one of those things that was at my later. Friend's house that I like snuck into the shopping cart, and I was like, I had some Velveeta, and like my mom was like, get this shit the fuck out of here,
because Velveeta had their angle was it's not powder, it's real,
it's
cheese.
The real cheese.
But what kind? What was
it? Was
that?
Not. It was like just a bag of cheese. Fucking cheese. Yeah.
We were a huge Velveeta when I was real young. It was in a huge block.
Yeah.
And you could never wrap up the end airtight enough, so you had to go through. It was like Normandy. You had to get like the first couple of waves of fucking hard dry cheese to get to the good shit. Ooh, I remember my mom, when shit was tight, she'd be like, just eat it, and be like, fucking eating fucking drywall suck.
It was the first time you had Velveeta, it is decadent. Kind of like a revelation. You're like, what the fuck? What is my
like
house
that.
Doing?
Nothing yeah, it's melts crazy. Like that.
My stepmom Perfect. Introduced me to it, and it was like, I looked at my mom, I'm like, you got to pick it the fuck up. You are. I'm about to move into dad's house for good. I will leave you too.
Yeah, chips and cheese, was like just melting American cheese on chips was big. And then my friend was like,
really?
Hit me with the Velveeta, and I was like, bro.
Yeah.
Although I feel like Velveeta was kind of indicative of like a problem. Like, usually if there was a Velveeta house, there was, like, marital strife.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple holes in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a couple holes in the wall.
They were trying to buy back that kid's love.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a little Dunkaroo action.
There was always that one kid that you were friends with that you knew there was trouble in a house that when they would offer you to eat over, you'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to go home.
I will say the single mother household had snacks.
Good snack.
That's where you could find Dunkaroos.
Good snack.
Fuck you. Yeah.
She's treating her little man right.
Yeah, cool. She was subservient to the son. The son would be like, no, mom, give me the Dunkaroos.
Some random dude leaving with a work truck out front named like Ron or something. Like,
I see you guys like your last Dunkaroo.
Fuck, that was the funfetti one.
Yeah, my cousin snorted pixie sticks in a single mom basement. Like, there was like, we were at a friend's house, a single mom, and he just started just railing lines of pixie sticks.
Who did this?
My cousin.
He developed a drug problem, I would have to assume.
He
bounced hard. He dabbled. He was a dabbling man. He's snorting pixie sticks, you know. He's
something in the
else,
air. Something
what else
in the
is
air
out there?
A single mother house. You go, I got to do something in this basement. No one can stop me here. There's only a woman. You know, there's no paw.
There's no paw to rain down on you.
Some house painter every couple of weekends showing up. He ain't going to say shit.
He's all about it.
Dude, I've talked about this before, but I'll never forget it. When we were at our friend's house, it was just his mom, and he had these walkie-talkies. And I swear to God, this actually happened. We're like fucking around. He's like, if I go to a certain channel, it picks up my mom's phone conversation.
What?
And we picked up a phone conversation of his mom complaining that the guy wouldn't sleep with her. And we were all like, oh!
Just turn it off right away.
Oh, shut it off.
one dude, we were looking for porn at my buddy's house one time, or sick, weed or something. We were looking for something that a 13-year-old's looking for.
Yeah.
And we were going through, and we looked on. My one buddy was looking under the bed, dude, and pulled out one of those like plastic shopping bags, just full of dildos, dude, and like whips and chains. He's like, dude, what is this? And there was like five of us. We're like, ah, dude. The kid's like, put that back. Like, god damn, dude, why do you have us going under your mom's bed? This is crazy. What did you expect us to find?
I feel like you had to do that shit in the summer. Whatever house you were at and there was no one home, you tossed the place like the arena.
Like you're on a warrant, dude.
Look for everything.
Yeah, like a no knock. Yeah.
Cutting open pillows.
Dude.
Dumping out fucking coffee and shit.
Fucking stethoscope on the wall going around.
My brother claims, and I have reason to believe it's true, but he said his friend had, like, you know, you'd have like, you would like copy VHSs off of like TV or whatever. He had some sort of blank tape that they had like a movie on, and they went to like put it in to watch it. And his mom and her new boyfriend had recorded a sex tape.
Jesus.
And like recorded over what had been there. So they watched the first 10 minutes. Then it was just his mom giving a blowjob.
Went from 3 minutes of coach to fucking anal real quick.
Oh, your mom giving head.
Just head, bro, on a old VHS.
That's
too.
Worse than.
I know.
That's brutal. That's like the worst thing you can
mom
see.
Mom giving head.
That's
is,
it.
What would you prefer, to see your mom receiving doggy or giving head?
I hate to say doggy. Receiving
yeah.
Doggy.
You can,
giving head.
You know, they're still up a little for imagination.
Obviously, it's POV. He's going dirty cameraman. You're like, yeah, that's a fucking nail.
That's a mission, though. That's back in the day. That's a heavy-ass fucking camera. It's an upper body strength.
If he drops it, she's dead.
Yeah, dude. That's like a news camera.
Yeah.
Like April O'Neil. Damn, yeah, I didn't even think about that. That is a big cam.
Oh, the biggest. Yeah, if they were doing it back then, they were real freaks.
Yeah.
You had to set up a tripod and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was crazy. Being that freaky back then took a lot of gear.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't just, like, have a cell. You know, now you can just have, like, a cell phone.
Sure.
Maybe be live streaming out to people or whatever, but, like... Yeah, that sucks. Porn moms, that's going to be a
Kes,
series.
Let's talk presidents. In fact, let's talk all of them in order.
Yep.
That was it?
Hold on.
No.
Just wait. Let's talk Washington, Adams, Jefferson, Madison, Monroe, Adams, Jackson, Van Buren, Harrison, Tyler. Polk, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, Buchanan, Lincoln, Johnson, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, Cleveland, Harrison, Cleveland, McKinley, Roosevelt, Taft, Wilson, Harding, Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt.
No.
No, hold on. Give me a second. Hoover. Yeah, it's Roosevelt. Truman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Second.
Yeah,
okay. Truman, Eisenhower, JFK, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump.
Did you say Obama?
Obama. Wow.
Obama.
It took me all night.
Damn, dude.
You studied for that all night?
No, it took a half hour, but it was pretty
intense. Pretty good.
But yeah.
It's insane.
I had to keep practicing. I was doing it before bed.
Do the
like
vice,
I was praying.
Do the vice presidents.
Adams.
Are you seriously going to try?
I could go. I think I could
Here's
go
a good
decent.
Piece of trivia, and don't look it up.
Nope.
Okay.
Here's a quiz question. Who is Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson's vice president after Kennedy was shot, who became the vice president? Your mother's cunt.
Oh, man.
It wasn't her.
It wasn't your mother. It was her cunt.
Her cunt was a... Wait a second. This is a history podcast.
Yeah.
What if that was true?
You're telling me. Jones cunt.
Yeah, because he only needed her for 1 year. And then when he ran
so
for,
she's
then when he
so
ran,
excited to watch. This.
Then when he ran, he got somebody else. But he was like, he called up Joan. I need your cunt to be my vice. He called her from Dallas. You know that famous picture of him on the plane?
That was
he called her right before that. I need your vagina to be my prison, my vice president.
All right, so let's start from the top. Mom, I'm so sorry that he said that.
I'm not. I never met your mom.
You very, held back. You held
very,
back.
She's very sweet. Very
your
sweet.
Mom. All right. Let's start with Washington, dude.
Yeah.
What do you guys know about him? What do you say?
I mean, Washington is never like lied. a transitionary guy because he was so British. He was a British general. Mm. He wasn't like a, you know, he wasn't born in the America. He didn't create America. It wasn't even his idea.
Yeah,
he was just a tool of. He was the first general president.
No, he was born in the U.S.
No, I know, but he wasn't like he was a Brit. He was a
yeah. He fought in the French and Indian War as a British.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's a lord. Wasn't
he actually kind of sucked in that.
In that war?
In fact, also kind of.
Everybody sucked in the wars, though.
Everything he did was retreating.
It was luck to win anything then.
Yeah. He was good at retreating. That was like his number one
it's
thing.
The important thing to be good at.
Which is very good in war. They don't
otherwise,
you
lose once. He would fight again because he retreated so well.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight, though. Show up and be like, nah. And yeah. Just run away. I'm like, nice.
1789. Yeah. That's when he started.
Well, most of the guys, it was so hard. Like, a lot of the army didn't want to be there and didn't have to be there. It's crazy, like 1776, the year that Washington did all that insane shit. It's crazy that people kept expecting the army to flee.
Yeah.
But they hung in there with little, it's not like they were like, we're making America that's coming later.
Yeah.
They had no fucking idea. So he's as good as they were, basically. And yeah. It's not, you know, like you picture him on this horse like talking, but no, most of them didn't even look at the guy. They didn't see him. You know, like in the movies when they show a guy making a speech to a whole army, and there's three guys can hear him.
It's impossible.
And the rest are like, what's even happening? And they're all shitting on the ground.
Like Braveheart, they're when he's giving the speech, the only people that can hear him are like, shut up.
Yes.
Those two dudes are like, the English are too many.
The English are too many.
Home.
Yes, we will, and we will live.
Yeah.
We will live. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
No one heard their speeches.
No one heard any of their speeches. So it was really these guys all got together. I don't know. They got together. There. They decided to just keep doing it.
Oh,
I don't want to spend too much time on Washington.
Yeah, Washington, I was never out. That. I never really. I mean, the great thing he did was leaving when it was time to go.
Yeah.
It was like the thing because a lot of them wanted him to be king.
Yeah.
A lot of them wanted him to be permanent. He's the one who said the thing where they wanted him to be Adams.
Yeah.
Wanted
Adams.
Him to be. Your Majesty or Your Excellency. Yeah,
they went by His Excellency.
And he said, Mr. President.
No.
What?
Jefferson was the first Mr. President.
Yeah, but Washington wanted Mr. President.
Washington went with His Excellency because Adams had this long one. His Majesty, all this shit.
What?
Washington kept His Excellency.
According to the HBO series about John Adams.
Yeah, but I looked into it.
Washington said, I want Mr. President.
Maybe he did, but he went by His Excellency. Therefore, the reason he did it was because he didn't want to shake people's hands. And back then, that kind of... Because
he was like Howie Mandel?
Yeah, he was like, he'd rather just have people bow. I don't think he was a germaphobe as much as he just was like, this does command some respect. Because this is the first time in his life he started to get criticism.
Really?
Because when he was a general, everybody globally, outside of England, was like, this guy's the fucking
By the
man.
Way, president. Like, to talk about that word for a second, what a president is. Like, just an overall president thought here. The why I love about presidents is that it's a human being. It's a person.
Yeah.
And to me, like, it's like, you know, like some college professors teach the Bible as literature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they don't teach the Bible as a religious subject. They teach it as like what it's done for history and what the stories are about, and you know, that kind of thing. I look at U.S. presidents that way. I don't have a political view about any of them. I just think they're fucking fascinating. And president, the word by itself, like your president is nothing. It's not, you're not a leader. You're not a ruler. You don't rule. Yeah. You preside. I mean, that's literally what it means, is that there's a whole group of people that are running the government by the people's will, and you preside. You just happen to be there. It's like in the Senate, whenever they show people in the Senate speaking, they always say Mr. President over and over again, and they're speaking to whoever is presiding. It's never the vice president is literally the president of the Senate, but it's whoever takes the chair that day. Who's presiding? It's an incidental title given to an equal who is chosen for them for that minute to preside. That's what I like about it. That's what I like about how they framed it.
Yeah. Now. When did they set term limits? I didn't even look into that because he just left.
Right. He was the first one to go. I could stay, let's get this going. Let's get this started.
Yeah.
There's some famous moment where he was speaking to the Congress and they were trying to get him to king himself. And he was apparently really vain about that he wore glasses, so no one ever saw him with glasses on. And so the moment that's supposed to be this shocking moment was that he took out his glasses and put them on, and he said, like, I fear I didn't see you for what you are. That was supposed to be this big moment. I like to think that if he did, dumb. Like, he was really hoping if he missed, he's like, I fear I didn't see. And they're all like, what? Yeah, you wear glasses. We all, like, you know what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
like he keyed the whole thing on this moment. See what I'm saying? And they're like, George.
Yeah, it's also a good moment for him to be like, "Yeah, you're right. You should not."
How
be
do
king.
You turn down
yeah.
king status?
To do funny
though.
Jokes.
What?
How do you turn down? Like, that's what you makes should him be the king, and you're like, ah,
that's what makes
no.
him the man, dude.
That's wild, dude.
That's what makes him.
Well, also,
like,
he wasn't. Again, none of these people knew the future. He didn't know that he was giving away the keys to later nuclear war America.
Yeah. True, yeah.
He thought we were a dumb fucking, like, what?
Yeah, and these were all separate colonies.
Like, true, if Louisiana became a separate nation, the first president of Louisiana might be like, you guys, I'll do one term. Yeah, I'm done. Good. I don't need to, like, hang in there.
All right. So, Adams.
Okay.
I think, isn't that nice?
You know, did we ever talk about the time we were in, I think it was Pittsburgh, where he kept telling the sound guy, he's like, this is the music I want to come out to. And it was like some hardcore band. And then I just kept making him play It's Raining Men. And he fucking didn't know it was me.
Wow.
He got off stage every show and he was like, the sound guy's fucking with me. He got like really mad.
It was a real big fish sellout. And then I'd go out and be like, It's Raining Men. I'd be like, this fucking asshole.
You would start every set with like, God damn.
Stormed into the green room and I was like, yo, what the fuck is up with this sound guy, man? And you're like, you should go talk to him. And I did. And then he goes,
and then you talked to him. Then the next night he did it again. And you were like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker. Yeah. We love BattleBots.
Yo.
We talk about bots on here a lot.
Dude, we were betting. I won 20 bucks from him.
Yeah, we were watching. You got bet on the wedge every time.
He's such a, like talk about competitive, like, you could just sit in the bleachers, but no, he had to go for the VIP area where they give you like some chips. It's like being on an Amtrak train. Here's some chips and here's a little bottle of water. You're a VIP watching BattleBots. Oh, and you're an adult. I forgot that. You're an adult.
VIP tickets to BattleBots.
That's awesome. You guys
were wooing like to try and be like good audience. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. And the older couple next to us, I guess, who lost a son in a BattleBot thing. They were sitting there like, oh, Eddie would have loved this round.
The spider got him.
We're living his dream of coming to Vegas and seeing the big time. And like, everyone's looking at us like, how can you be this excited or something? Yeah. I thought it was like great. They tried to make it more inclusive. So there's like, you know, everybody's like, before the bots go at it, let's talk a little bit about climate change. You know?
Yeah. Dude, let's take a knee to fight racism.
Dude, we're watching and they have these guys come out and it's like scripted smack talk, you know?
Terrible though.
And
so PG.
One of the guys goes, you've seen this guy on America's Got Talent, but in the BattleBot arena, it's America's Got No Talent.
Yeah, he's trying
and
to
you just hear him go, yeah!
We were too
energetic. In an arena of
you
quiet
have been
children.
Served. That would be cool to have your own BattleBot arena.
You guys, yeah, I could fit in there. I could blend in at a BattleBots arena.
Dude,
the
you
three
would
of
have
us
so
would
much
fit
fun.
In nicely in there.
And then the next week, I brought Yamanika.
Oh.
And that was awesome. Her and I were whooping it up.
That's fun.
It was great.
I mean, there's going to battle bots and then going again. And that's the sign of a problem.
Who's your favorite battle bot? Do you have a particular favorite? Or?
Yeah, Overdrive.
Overdrive? Who was the one we were just watching, LeMay? We watched one that was going crazy.
It like fucking
when yeah, it,
like
it was a little. It looked like a Roomba. It was just spinning around.
Oh, that guy. And he's got the thing that spins in the front. Yo, the little guys are the best.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Everybody thinks big guy and you gotta have an axe. No. The little guys fucking get them. I won $40 at the creek the other night betting battle bots, and then I lost it on stage because I bet a guy rock paper scissor in the front row and I lost.
You are competitive. See,
I'm only competitive with sports and gambling
and comedy. You've said some nasty things to me.
So have you, to me. Hurtful.
Well, after?
No, before. Very much before. Very much before.
Well, we see who won that battle. As Ian heads back to his SRO in Shane's mansion.
Dude, you know what's even sadder? It's the second time I went to BattleBots. The host is Bill Dwyer from the original show.
Your Bud's brother.
Please, this could hurt somebody. Yeah, yeah.
Somebody call an ambulance.
He just kills a battle bot instead. So he ended up, I don't know how we got in touch. You knew him or whatever.
Yeah, I know him from the
said
from the
hi.
Road.
So we came to the club, we hung out, and he was like, please, battle bots next Saturday, be a guest of mine. I'm like, oh my God, we're gonna get it. And he's like, I could only get you VIP, or I could only get you general admission. I'm like, whatever.
General admission.
He's like,
bots.
I got you a tour. You can meet the bots afterwards.
You can meet the bots.
Yeah. So me and Yamanika are walking around taking pictures with the battle.
That's
bots.
Fucking awesome.
It was great.
Was it scary being next to such a powerful being?
Yamanika.
River, you're talking about wrestling in the pool.
You never did like wrestling moves with your friends in the pool. Mm. That was the best.
No, usually it was like a fun time till somebody actually shat the pool. And then that became the rest of the day. Who did it? What are we going to do now? You can't go back in for some reason.
I don't get the reasoning behind that.
They supposedly, I remember being in a hotel one time and the pool was closed and it was like no water in it. And they go, what happened? They go, someone had an accident and we had to empty the pool. And that's like a big deal when they do that. And in fact, you with me in Phoenix, right? When there was the knife fight at the pool.
Yes.
And they had to empty the pool as well.
Yeah.
And like it was something happening in Phoenix.
A guy got stabbed.
No, but it was like a playoff too. It was like a playoff weekend. So there was a lot of tension, you know, and I guess two different, you know, something
races.
Happened, but it was the security guy asked the guys to leave the pool. I think that was part of it. They were like, you're too loud or something.
Well, this
and
is conjecture because cops showed up walking around with shotguns.
Yes.
And Dave texts me. He goes, there's something happening. Get downstairs. So I go downstairs. And then he turned into fucking Inspector Gadget. And these guys like going around with shotguns as flashlights. He's going, what happened? What happened?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. They're like, the guy may still be loose. And he's like going
Yeah, they didn't know who did it.
Were you smoking? They probably thought you were
I was outside. Yeah, I was like, undercover.
Dude, one time.
But I remember coming down and you open the elevator open. There's a guy with a shotgun right there. So they were trying to like cordon off the hotel. But that was was another like in a town where you need pools. They were like the pool is closed because of a police action. You know,
one time that we sucked. Were in we did Governors in Long Island and some guy pulled out a gun in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And we're like in the back. And there was like word that there was a gun and he almost up and he takes out his tactical flashlight and was like, don't worry, I'll take care of it. And like rush his head. I'm like, what the fuck?
I had to protect my merch.
You had to save the merch with your tactical
flashlight. That would be a great way. And like you still have it in your hand, like two for one. Dead.
Yeah, one time we
that's went, good. There's been some real action on some of these shows.
Yeah, well, one time we went and played laser tag in Ohio, and a bunch of kids.
You played laser tag?
Yeah. I thought I was dying of cancer, so I figured
we go on adventures all the time. So we're playing laser tag, and it was us and like some parents against a bunch of kids. I had 33 kills. And and we're in a tunnel and he grabs you, goes, come with me, I'm a field medic.
See, that's why you never want to quit drinking, because these are the things you would do. Laser tag.
Yeah. So I got a good laser tag story. I've told it before, but I want you to hear it.
My family went
to play laser tag, and when you're standing in that like semicircle around the teenager that's giving you advice on the directions. There was a lot of blue lights in there, or black lights. And it was just jizz all over my dad's, the front of his jeans.
No, oh, God.
The front of his jeans was lit up like fucking you wouldn't believe.
Wow.
And my sister's like, oh my God, Dad. And
he goes,
ah, God damn it.
Nice.
And then he proceeded to raise his hand and ask a question. He drew more. He didn't give a fuck at all.
What'd he ask?
He was like, are the satellites?